Good evening. Hope you all are doing well tonight. I was telling the guys in the back, it is my goal to keep you here as long as possible this evening, because I know you have plenty of things that nothing to do tonight at all. So, no, not at all. I hope you all are having a good weekend, and I hope you enjoy your time with your family this weekend. And while we're thinking about gifts, I'd like for you this evening to think about what perhaps might be the greatest gift. Now, before you fill in that answer, this may not be the answer that you think. So just sit tight for just a minute. We're pretty blessed as a people, are we not? And I think we see that especially during the holidays when we are giving gifts and receiving gifts from people. And maybe this year was the year that you gave the best gift that you've ever given. Or maybe it was another year. But let me ask you something else. What is the greatest gift that we can actually give as God's people? What is the best thing that we can give to another person? Now, Jesus tells us a little bit about this in John chapter 15, verses 12 through 13. Jesus is teaching about love, and he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And he says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends." Jesus was preparing to go to the cross and to give up his life for the sake of others. And namely, especially here, he's speaking of his love for his disciples whom he was about to die for. Now, this is the greatest thing that Jesus could give to any of us. But what about us? What is the greatest gift that we can give other people? To our families, our neighbors, our brethren, or to our God? There's another hint of this, perhaps, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. And here the scripture says, "By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." So as a response to the death that Jesus died and the giving of his life for us, we are to lay down our lives for other people. So the greatest gift that we can give is ourselves. Tonight, I want us to think deeply about this idea of giving the gift of ourselves to other people and different ways that we can do that. And we'll look at some different areas in our life that we can give the gift of ourselves to other people. But as we go through these different thoughts, I want you to think about how you're currently giving of yourself to other people, and maybe some ways that we can improve and do better in that process. The first one, of course, and perhaps the easiest one, I'm sorry, I need to catch up on my slides here, is for our families. I think this is probably the easiest place for many of us to give. Some of you love giving presents. You love making food for people. You love doing things for others and serving them. And that is your love language, as somebody would say, or your gift, your talent, your ability. You love to give yourself to other people and to serve them. And Jesus even talks about this, how, you know, it's easy to love people that love us. And I'm not knocking those of you who have spent countless hours preparing things for the holidays. But I think sometimes this is a very important area that we need to be giving ourselves. But we're going to start by looking at this one tonight. What small sacrifices have you perhaps made this year for your loved ones? How much time have you devoted to them? Some of you maybe have, you know, spent hours, you've taken off time from work to be with a family member who's struggling. Maybe you've given up sleep to care for someone who was ill. Maybe you've driven great distances to be with people during times of struggle and weakness. Maybe you've given up money so that people can have the things that they need. We give up all kinds of things to our families, and these are very important sacrifices and things that we need to be giving, both as family members, but also as God's people. We need to be giving of ourselves to our families. And God talks about this in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Husbands are told to love their wives sacrificially, just as the way that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. We can learn from that about the way that we should love our spouses. For children, you might have to give of yourself when you obey your parents and give up things that you want in order to be faithful and obedient to them. For parents, it means raising children in the Lord, not provoking them to wrath. for all of us, 1 Timothy 5:8 means caring for our households. We give of ourselves all the time to our family, and we should. And sometimes that means that we may have to put aside the things that we want in order to make sure that others have what it is that they need. Living in family and as a family member means we can't just live for ourselves. We have to live for other people. And that means sometimes, you know, we need to not always think about ourselves all the time. It's easy to kind of sit down, to let yourself be cared for, to let people take care of your needs. But it requires a lot more thought and love and intention to make sure other people are cared for and that we're giving of ourselves to others. Our families need us to give them the gift of ourselves. What about our neighbors? How do we give of ourselves to our neighbors? And of course, you may be asking, as many people ask Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? And of course, Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 10, verses 29 through 37, that our neighbor could be anyone. It could be our literal next door neighbor. It could be a friend. It could be a stranger that we don't know, a person from another country who's laying injured on the side of the road. That person could be our neighbor. Anyone can be our neighbor, and there are many people in this world that need us to be a neighbor to them. They need us to give of ourselves to them for some reason, whether it's a physical need or a spiritual need. But you know, the thing that our neighbors need the most from us, do they need us to help them with their physical needs from time to time? Yes. Do they need us to be there for them through emotional struggles? Yes. Do they need us to be there in times of suffering? Yes. But most of all, they need the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they need us to be giving of ourselves, not just for the sake of their physical needs, which of course we should address, but so that they can be alleviated in a deeper and spiritual way. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 31 through 33, it's kind of an interesting passage that, you know, taken the wrong way, could twist it to say something it doesn't mean. And I'll show what I'm talking about in just a minute. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31 through 33, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God, just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved." So Paul's not saying that he's trying to be a people pleaser for his own benefit. And if you read this wrong and you take it out of context, you could walk away thinking, Paul's saying that we should be people pleasers and try to please everyone. But that's not what he means by this. Paul is saying that he, as he says elsewhere, he became everything to all things to all people that by all means I might save some. So his goal was, for the purpose of saving souls, he knew how to relate to people. He knew how to speak to a Jew as a Jew needed to be spoken to. He knew how to speak to the Greeks in a way that they understood, talking about their cultural concerns and the things that mattered the most to them, and connecting and relating to their culture. He was doing so not for his own advantage or benefit. Paul did this so that they ultimately would be saved. Now, does that mean everybody loved Paul all the time? Well, no, of course not. We know that wasn't the case, because how many people tried to kill him? So it's not saying that Paul was successful in pleasing everyone, but he made it his goal to be respectful to people. When he was before kings and high rulers and people of power and authority, he didn't speak to them rudely. He didn't speak to them as if they were no one or they were uneducated or incompetent or didn't understand anything. He spoke to them acknowledging the things that they knew and understood and used those as ways to try to reach them. Paul gave himself to other people, into their service. And we could list the countless deeds that he did throughout his life and the things he did and the lengths that he went to in order to be of service to others, to his neighbor, all for the purpose that they might know the gospel. We need to be giving ourselves to others in lives of service, so such a way that they see us, they see Christ. But if our hearts are not open to being giving, if our hearts are closed to the people of the world, because we look at them as people who are other or different or not like us or not worthy of the gospel of Christ, not only are we going to miss a lot of opportunities, but we're not going to be living the lives that we need to as followers of Christ. We need to be giving of ourselves to our neighbors. We need to be giving of ourselves to our brothers and sisters in Christ. One of the most direct commands that we read about this earlier, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16, John is talking about what it means to love others. He says, by this we know love, so that the very definition and explanation of love comes from the fact that Jesus laid his life down for us, and because of what Jesus did, we ought to love and lay down our lives for the brothers. As one writer put it, the essence of love is self-sacrifice, which has been perfectly manifested in Christ, and it should characterize the lives of his followers also. We need to admire the sacrifice of Jesus and the way that he laid down his life for all of humanity. But it's also something that we need to be thinking deeply about in our own lives of how can I do this on a day-to-day basis? How can I lay down my life for the brothers, for other people? What does this mean? How can we do it? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17 says that that means sharing with those who are in need, particularly brothers and sisters. How can we close our heart against those who are in need, especially of the household of faith, and then claim to still love them? It's inconsistent. If we truly love those that we worship with and that we spend time with that wear the name of Christ, and we see them in need, but we close our hearts to them, are we still having that same giving spirit that Christ displayed on the cross? And if we can't open our hearts to them, then our love is just talk. Our love is just talking about doing things. It's not truthful. It's not action-oriented. It's not doing what we say that we're going to do. We're not delivering on our promises. And God wants to see our love in action as we give to others. Not just talking about why we should love or that we should do this or we should do that or maybe you should do this or I should do that. God wants to see our love in action, not only to our families, not only to the people of the world, but also to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And of course, that just scratches the surface of the things we need to do between ourselves in the church, the kind of attitude, the kind of heart, the kind of way that we need to treat each other, the kind of encouragement that we need to have for one another. But it starts with having a love and a giving heart to care for those and to love those who are at church. We need to be giving ourselves to our brothers and sisters in Christ for the sake of the work of the church. Finally, and perhaps obviously, we need to be giving ourselves to God. And in a lot of ways, this is, you know, the most important thing, but it's also the first thing that we have to do when we become a Christian. Let me let the word speak here. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 25, he said, if anyone who would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I'm sorry I don't have those scriptures up there, but Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. And finally, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. When we become a Christian, we give our life to God. But this is not a one-time event that stops there. We don't give our life to God once and then it's done, and we've completed that transaction and we go about our life just like we do at the grocery store. When we give ourselves to Christ, it is a once-time thing, but it is an all-for-time thing. We are to take up our crosses daily, as Jesus says, and follow him. And this is the core of what it means to be a continual, faithful Christian and follower of Jesus Christ. It is the continual giving of ourselves to the purpose and cause of Christ, to God our Creator who made us in his image, is what it means for us to continue to walk in the light in service of God. Christ died for us. He gave himself up for us. And so our lives should be given in his service. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to God. We were bought with a price. So we need to glorify God in our bodies and in the life that we have to live upon this earth. We need to always be giving ourselves to God, to his service, to his kingdom, not just to ourselves, not just to our friends and our family and our circle that we spend all our time with. We need to be giving ourselves to God on a daily basis as a part of our spiritual walk with him. But of course, as kind of a disclaimer, giving is nothing without love. John chapter 15 and verse 12, Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, for someone to lay down his life for his friends." What's great if someone lays down his life? But that needs to be an act of love. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13:3, "If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." Even if you give away all your possessions, even if you give yourself up, and I think what he's speaking of here is kind of in a situation of persecution, you know, you are martyring, you're becoming a martyr for the sake of Christ, but there's no love. What have we really gained? Are we really living our lives faithfully for Christ? We may be able to give, but unless we give with the attitude and heart of love, we don't gain anything by that giving. So we need to be giving in all these areas of our life, to our families, to our neighbors, to our brothers and sisters in Christ, to our God. And this is really important that we do that, but we need to always do this with an attitude of love, because Jesus Christ and God loved us first. And so because of that, we ought to love other people and have that same giving heart and attitude towards others that God and Christ had towards us. The greatest gift that we've ever been given is eternal life. The fact that Jesus came to this earth, he died on the cross for our sins, and because of his death and through his blood, we can have forgiveness of sins and spend eternity with him. And even more, what makes this gift even greater is that God loved us even while we were sinners. Christ still died for us, Romans chapter 6. And because of this love, we ought to love one another. So what kind of lives should we be living to God, to families, to our neighbors? Should we not be giving of ourselves more? Should we not be giving and caring for people and making sure that they have what they need? Not just because we have to, not just because we think we should or because someone says we should. We should be doing it out of love. Tonight, I want you to think about your relationship with God. How much have you been giving to him? Have you been giving him all of yourself? Or maybe only a little of yourself? Or maybe only what you have time to give? And something certainly is better than nothing. But maybe we need to be doing more with our life for God. Maybe we need to be giving more of ourselves. And maybe it's not God. Maybe we're giving everything to God, but we're neglecting our family. Maybe we're giving everything to God, but we're neglecting our neighbors or even our fellow Christians. It's important for us to have all these things, and really, if we're giving ourselves and being faithful to God, all of these other areas of our life will fall into place. For to be faithful to God is also to be faithful to our families and to our neighbors and to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Are we giving our families the attention they need and love, leading them in the Lord? Are we sharing with our neighbors, helping them out in times of need, sharing the gospel with them, telling them about the death of Jesus Christ so that they can have eternal life with him? Are we caring for our brothers and sisters in Christ? Are we showing them the love that Christ has shown for us and giving ourselves up for their sake in the same way that God has given up Christ for us? What is your relationship with God? Have you become a follower of Jesus? Have you believed in Christ? Have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized to walk in newness of life, dying and rising with Christ? Maybe tonight you're not a Christian. Maybe you haven't done those things. And even though it's Christmas Eve, it's still as good an opportunity as any. The waters are ready for you. You can put Christ on in baptism, become part of his family, embrace the salvation that God freely offers us. And even though you are a sinner and we all have sinned, Christ died for us so that we can be set free from sin. Maybe you are a Christian tonight and you're realizing, I haven't been the giving person that I need to be in my life. I have not given of myself the way I should. I've not cared for my family the way I should. I've not been there for my neighbors. I've not given myself to others so that they can come to know Christ. I've not been there for my Christian brothers and sisters, not having the right attitude towards them. Maybe I've not given myself to God in the way that I should. We all go through times in our life where we're more focused on other things. We get focused on one part of our life to the neglect of another. And it's something that we always have to be reassessing. What is the thing in life that's most important? Where do I need to be directing my time and attention, focus, and love? So tonight, perhaps you need to reset and you need to redirect where it is that you're giving yourself in your life so that you can better serve God and be faithful to him in all the areas of your life that he wants us to be focused upon. If you have any needs tonight, whether to put Christ on in baptism, to ask for forgiveness of the church, or to ask for prayers for your situation or anything that you may be going through, please come forward as we stand and sing.